Good morning. It's 9:41 on November 5th, 2012, Monday morning. I'm just barely dragging today. I'm walking. I'm not enjoying it. The day is lovely. It's 28 overnight. It's up to about... It's probably up to 50 now, although the breeze has come up. I had therapy, then groceries. Took care of the groceries, and I went for my walk. And here I am. But I stayed up too late last night, and the cats woke me up at ridiculously early this morning, like 3:30. And by the time I got up and got the cats settled, I was in no condition to go back to sleep. Cars are everywhere here. So I got up. I'm going to have a nap today. Probably this afternoon. But I really did not want to come for this walk. But I made myself because November, I'm going to do it. A whole month, maybe. Every day is a new challenge, so we'll see what we can do. I'm so sleepy today. I'm so tired. I don't know what I'm thinking about. I'm just trying to put one foot in front of another. Sort of a metaphor for my life at this point. Trying to put one foot ahead of the other.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you? I say good, how are you? Neighbor walking a sheepdog. Truth is, I'm not good, but I'm not going to get into it with a casual stranger on the sidewalk. I did take my pills last night, so I'm not in pain that way, but I have such a backache today. It's not helping the hip movement. I'd like to try to stretch them out, but I don't know quite how. That muscle right between my shoulder blades. Probably because I had terrible posture. Let's see if I can stand up straighter. Let's see if I can pick this pace up a little bit. If I'm going to be out walking, the least I could do is get it done. is not a day where I'll be working on copy edits. I think that's safe to say. Why am I having such a hard time walking this morning? Don't understand. My thighs are sore. It's not like I haven't been walking this path for the last 2 years, for crying out loud. Why are my legs sore today? Gee, I don't know. It could be exhaustion. Just a hunch. I'm walking and I'm not talking and I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to think of something interesting to talk about. That's not my concern about health or family or politics. I heard the hurricane blew through, it was done over. I don't know if people got power back yet, I've been so unplugged. I feel kind of disconnected from everything. I got the microphone back in the foam. If not, that wind is going to be making a hash of this file. Wouldn't be the first one. Probably won't be the last. Come on. You can do it. Gotta do it now, because it's closer to finish the loop than it is to go back. Yikes. I'm apparently working hard because I got my jacket unzipped. It's only 49 degrees out here. And I'm sweating. I didn't put the hood on today, so wind is whistling past my ears. I got the parka unzipped so the air can circulate around my body. I'm still sweating. What the hell is going on here? Has to be exhaustion, has to be lack of sleep. Tomorrow will be better. I keep telling myself that tomorrow will be better. And truthfully, most days tomorrow is better. Today is one of those two steps backwards days, I guess. Jeez. Come on. Pick up the pace here, dude. You can do it. I had no idea this was going to be such a strenuous effort. I got the wind at my back now, so it's not whistling in my ears. Hearing the prairie dogs out in the field giving warnings. I don't know what they're warning about. Can't seem to stand upright. I walk along, and as I walk, my head droops forward, which strains my back, which slows me down, which I guess is really what the whole problem is. Well, I can take another pill. It will put me to sleep. I have a feeling there isn't anything that I can do that's not going to put me to sleep. So there's that. I'm still going. I haven't collapsed. I haven't fallen in the ditch or anything. Ever play Minecraft? The kids and the wife have been playing Minecraft for a couple months now. It's pretty cool. They have fun. They made me get a copy last week. And we have a server running in the household network so that we can all play together. Which is kind of cool. Except that with everybody concentrating in one spot, it's hard to get enough resources for individuals. And we aren't cooperating enough to divvy up the work so that we can share the load. In part because doing one thing all the time is kind of boring. They seem amused that I carve tunnels through mountains. It's like, why do I want to go all the way up just to go down the other side? I do need water. Part of my problem is dehydration, I think. That would explain the muscle cramps. The altitude here is very conducive to dehydration. They warn you to drink lots of fluids when you arrive for the first time. And I did. I became acclimated. But lately, I've been drinking too much coffee and not enough water. As a result, my body is telling me, I think, that I need more water. I think it's time to drink water. I'm feeling it in the back of my throat right now. It's like, yes, water would be wonderful. Another 0.2 mile. Another 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that. This has got to be the most boring episode of this podcast I've done ever. Just walking along complaining. Well, I suppose once in a great while. I suppose that's better than pontificating over things over which I have no control. Education, politics, the degradation of Western civilization as I grew up knowing it. And the thing is, I remember being 20, 25, and hearing the old-timers say, yeah, you know, country's just gone to hell in a handbasket. Nothing's good anymore. Not sure how we're going to survive. Kids are all stupid. And you know what? Wasn't the case then. Probably is not the case now. It's just I have a hard time. Thinking about how things are broken. And the question really is, are things broken? Or are they just different? And I guess that's the bottom line, isn't it? It's like, because I'm so old, I was talking about my sister Lori. She has when I was there last October, she was using her antique electric butter churn. And part of my brain says, no, how can it be antique and electric? Because antique is like old, it's really old, and electricity isn't that old. And the reality is, it wasn't that old when I was 12, but that was 40 years ago. All right, 38. Don't bug me about math. So yeah, talk about having your face rubbed in, having things change. It seems odd to me that apparently, and I really don't know how to check, but apparently I am the eldest of the line. I'm not the eldest Lowell. I have an uncle still, Neil, my father's brother. He is, needless to say, considerably older than I am. He was a great source of wisdom and perspective for me growing up. It's a very important figure in my life that I really haven't given enough credit to. He hasn't, it's not like somebody that I grew up with, he was always there, yada yada, somebody who came into my life for very brief periods of time and then went away again, which is really kind of the way I see life, is that people come into your life for a very short period of time and then they go away again. This idea that for my sister, for example, she will live her whole life, short though it may be, she'll live her whole life in the same town with the same people she grew up with. All the people she went to school with are still there. Well, a lot of the people she went to school with are still there. There's a few people like me who've gone away. There's a few people in my class, my high school class, who've gone away, but most of my high school class is still there. It's a very odd feeling. It's a very odd idea. Oh well. At least I had one idea before I made it back to the back gate, which is where I am now. And so if I survive overnight, tomorrow will be another day, and with any luck, I'll talk to you then.